Matsu Autumn Celebrations Coming of Age Ritual. Zuochuyou on the Matsu Islands is a coming of age ceremony. The Xianai ritual during the ceremony is designed to thank Chen Jinggu or Madame Lin Sui for protecting the child as he or she grows up. In Fujian and Taiwan, the goddess Madame Lin Sui is worshipped as the protector of women and children because of legends about her deeds in protecting pregnant women and safely delivering babies. She was canonized as Sun Tian Goddess. It is generally believed that the goddess realm, protection, covers pregnancy and smooth labor all the way to the child's coming of age. According to custom, Madame Lin Sui's birthday falls on the 15th day of the first lunar month. On that day, newly married women yet to have children will go to her temple, pick a flower there, and take it home to put on the family incense altar. Those who want a boy should pick a white flower, and a girl, a red one. This is called asking for a flower, which implies bringing children home, or flowering and bearing fruits. Therefore, it is common in Matsu villages to worship the goddess Lin Sui Nai. The one in the Tianhou Temple of Tieban Village on Nangan Island is particularly revered by local residents. The shrines in the temple are decorated with paper-cut dolls with white and red flowers for those women who pray for a child. In the past, children in rural areas tended to die very young due to poor sanitation and the lack of medical resources. They needed divine protection growing up until they got to the age of 16, which was considered the beginning of adulthood. That was where Lin Sui Goddess came in. From birth to adulthood, children are subject to many types of danger, called guan sha, that may harm them. For example, there is a monk guan sha, stay away from temples, metal lock guan sha, don't wear metal necklaces, deep water guan sha, stay away from bodies of water, etc. There are 36 types of guan sha in total. Parents would hire Taoist priests to preside over a passing the guan sha ceremony when their child reached adulthood. The priests would pray for the help of Lin Sui Goddess and her 36 assistants, who were responsible for eliminating the corresponding 36 guan sha to help the child get out of all those guan sha. On the Matsu Islands, there was another type of ceremony for getting rid of bad luck and seeking longevity. It was called Chan Dou Li, or Chan Dou Li, or Chan Dou Li. On the same day of the coming of age ritual, a red container called Hong Dou was brought to the temple. Inside the container were a number of items with symbolic meanings. For example, a round mirror, seeing the future, timestamp paper, birth time related data, rice, good nutrition and crop harvest, chopsticks, bountiful supply of food, scissors, cutting off bad luck, a candle, lighting up the life, a ruler, moral scale, and bamboo branches, energy and growth. Beginning in 2011, the management of Wulingong Temple in Niufengjing combined individual Lin Sui Goddess events into one organized series of celebrations called the Wu Yu Coming of Age Ceremony, in which passing the Guan Sha and Chan Dou Li were put together to form the Zuochuyou Ceremony, presided over by Taoist priests. It became one of the three main events of the Matsu Autumn Celebrations. it is obvious that the belief in Lin Sui goddess has shown no sign of declining over time. On the contrary, it has become bigger and stronger in scope and significance.